This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show. But you already know that. You're tuned in, our Sunday syndicated radio broadcast. We are coming at you from the Next Steps Conference in Atlanta, Georgia, a place where I hung out for 30 years before I left. There's too many people here. There's too much traffic. I don't mind not being here, but it's fun to visit. Been able to hang out with my mom and, of course, the cousins of my sister's kids, and my kids are here with me. Great time is had by all. We're having a good time. And on Friday's show, I had, for those of you watching in advance or later, the show, Tom Renz, Attorney Tom Renz. I've decided that I'm going to stand up and sit up tall so I look big like Tom Renz, because I'm way smaller than him. But now the illusion is I'm just as big as Tom Renz. And he's a wonderful attorney, heartfelt, spiritually focused, Christ-centered man who's really taken it to him in the courts, and also open and wanting anybody and everybody to stand up for their freedom and recognize that it comes from a far higher place than government. It is of God, this freedom thing we talk about here. And sometimes we have to be willing to stand up. In fact, all the time, I think, willing to stand up and live the freedom we proclaim or claim that we believe in. It's not enough to pay it lip service. And we're seeing what it's like to pay it lip service, the loss, the erosion of freedom in our country that admittedly happened before I even got here. When we go back into the history of particularly progressivism from the 19th century forward, Jonathan Emort has written the book, The Authoritarians, all about that. But we show up at a time where we've lost a lot of the freedoms that our founders set up for us and recognize that we weren't going to have it automatically. If we wouldn't defend it, if we wouldn't live it, that it would erode, people would take it away, and then we would settle for something less and call it freedom, perhaps, and in an Orwellian fashion. So, as we're talking about solving all the world's problems, one of the articles we didn't get to on Friday by Tom Renz, and he has a Substack as well. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The headline says, Solving the World's Problems Over a Beer. Now, after that, in parentheses, it says, PBR, question mark. Don't tell me that, it doesn't reference Pabst Blue Ribbon.
That's exactly what it references,
ow,
my brother.
Ow.
We're going old school here. Listen. I was writing this and I was thinking about my brother's friends, family, not by birth, but my brother from another mother out in Missouri, Dr. Eric Naputi.
Okay.
You know, and his happy band of hillbillies out there, and how much I would enjoy sitting in his pickup truck with a beer, and we always joke about it being PBR because it just makes sense, right?
Yeah. Gosh, I'm just thinking back. See, I was joking with some folks about they're adults and they drink alcohol, right?
Yeah.
And they asked me, do you drink alcohol? I said, no. I got all my drinking out of the way young. I stopped at 19. I lost interest. For me, it was a spiritual thing, but I don't judge other people who do. That's not my point in saying this, because I do enjoy beer. I grew up with beer, and I like beer. PBR was not my favorite, even when I drank the cheap stuff. There was Old Mill Squawky.
Yeah.
That was not so good.
Yeah.
And there was another one with mountains on it. What was the one?
Oh, what was it?
That wasn't Schlitz. No, that was a malt liquor.
Well, Coors. I remember.
Coors?
What? Oh, yeah, Coors.
Coors. No, that wasn't Coors, because we couldn't get that. That was Smokey and the Bandit era, where you had to go west of the, Georgia didn't have Coors. That was the whole basis of that movie. But gosh, there's another one, the Bush beer.
Bush beer.
It was like, oh, we played quarters with that, horrible stuff. And but it was cheap, right? And so I appreciate
Maddie and Hams.
Oh, I remember that, but that wasn't part of my experience. So I bring this up because I do appreciate beer, but now I've become a beer snob. I can only drink about that much of a beer before I get tipsy.
Yeah.
So I don't really do it, but I love the flavor of these crafts. It's become a whole art form that we never grew up with. I'm older than you, so I remember when beer was just, you didn't have
craft
beer.
You just don't look as old as me. But what can I do with this, right?
Right. Where are you going to go with this? Now, having said all of that, I enjoy the discussion here, the article that you wrote about solving the world's problem over beer. Talk to me fundamentally, philosophically, what this article is about. I get a sense of it, but what are we talking about here?
So, I mean, listen, you know, for those of us that are real people, we look at these issues that we're having, and it's just not that complicated, right? Right? These aren't things that are insurmountable issues. Yeah. Hey, gas is really expensive. I got an idea. We got a whole bunch of oil. How about we drill for it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as I'm looking at this, I'm looking at all these things that are happening, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, Biden's telling me, well, I just can't do anything about it. It's Ukraine. And I'm thinking, you're an idiot. If I was sitting with a bunch of my buddies in the back of the pickup truck or around a campfire with a beer, we could tell you how to solve every one of them.
Yes.
I mean, you know, and here's a news flash, right? So for the people that don't know me, and, you know, I mean, I do the attorney thing, and it's kind of a stuffy job.
The attorney.
Yeah, you do the attorney thing and the freedom fighter thing. So people think that you're big. But I'm a regular dude, right? That's the biggest thing, is that I'm a normal guy. That's part of my thing, is I want people to understand you don't have to be special. So, yeah. You give me a campfire and a beer and a couple of my buddies, and I'm a happy dude, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I'm looking at these problems that we're facing, and they're like, oh, my God, we don't know what to do. Or they present solutions that are just stupid,
yeah,
right?
Like, yeah, it's like this on the stupid is on their face, and you can see it. And you're like, really? You're actually proffering that that's a solution? And here we go. You mentioned about drilling for oil domestically. I met a guy, and I'm going to be featuring him on the show this week, and everybody sort of knows who he is, but may not know some of these stories if we can reveal them, about a technology that's been proof of concept tested. It's already in mass. It can be done, where they take the tar sands, whether it be in Canada or Utah or wherever it is out west, and they can take it, run it through a particular liquid, and before your very eyes, it separates out the purest, cleanest oil from that sand. The sand comes out clean enough to grow food in. And the technology exists, but it destroys the communist green earth muffins and their desire to get us off of oil, which we, to do so, to rely on Tesla batteries, you know how much you have to rape the earth to get the rare earth elements out, and how much it would take to compensate for all of that.
Listen, if you're an environmentalist, you are not into battery-powered cars. What happens when the batteries go bad? Where are you going to put these chemicals? What are we going to do with all this? This is a terrible idea. The battery cars are a disaster.
Mm-hmm. You can burn oil much cleaner, particularly with this technology that we're talking about now. But these people are not in that. They dupe the so-called environmental people to believe that they're really – because, look, we're not about killing the environment. Nobody really is.
No, if you're an environmentalist, though, you got to worry about things like clean water.
Yeah.
Which, where are you going to have clean water if you're dumping chemicals from batteries into the dump?
Exactly. So
you got to worry about things like global warming is garbage.
They're gullible. These people are gullible. Oh. They are. The powers of suggestion have gotten them. They've been hoodwinked. They've been programmed.
Yeah.
And so I'm not saying if you are an avowed environmentalist that you're a bad person. That's not my point.
Oh.
Because we believe in a clean environment. But the way to get there is not to destroy the earth and bring up rare earth elements and toxic and poison everything, including the water. You think you want to drink clean water.
Yeah.
You ain't getting it from the batteries.
Look at the litter from the mask.
Yeah.
Look at what they've done to the oceans and the rivers with these
You
masks.
Environmentalists are killing baby seals with masks that are in the ocean now.
You guys have done more damage to our environment in the last few years than I could do in 50 years with my truck.
We're making lots of new friends now.
Like I said,
we got to say it.
If I would have known we were going to do this, I would have brought the beer dispensing hat.
I know that you would wear that well.
Oh, you know, and I would wear it, and I would wear it proudly, and my wife would yell at me. She'd be like, "You're going on TV or radio?"
Of course. What an awesome wife to do that, to be concerned about you in that way.
She is awesome.
I don't care. Tom is the guy. He's one of the guys. We're just hanging out and having a good time.
Yeah, it's all good. But, I mean, that was the point of the article. It's just like, listen, there's really common sense solutions out here. So here's another one, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the tragedy in Uvalde, it doesn't get worse than that. I'm a dad. I mean,
yeah,
it doesn't get worse than that.
Yeah, brutal.
So, I got an idea. Let's get rid of guns. Seriously? Seriously? It's a gun-free zone. That didn't work out real well. And P.S., here's my legal analysis. I'm pretty sure he broke a law when he shot those kids.
Mm.
Do you think if he's willing to break a law and shoot kids, he's not willing to break a law to get a gun?
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's the stupidest thing I've ever... I've got an idea. Let's be real crazy here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not send $40 billion with a B to Ukraine, and let's instead spend $40 billion on hiring armed vets who know how to use a gun to protect these schools mm-hmm. and to put door locks on.
Yeah.
Door locks, you know, instead of propping the door open.
You can't just come on in, right? Now, I'm a dad. I've got one daughter. She's still in high school, although the school that she's at is a private school where the teachers and the security is armed and they know how to use it.
Good.
And if you bring with the intent to harm children in our school, you're going to be meeting your maker really quickly.
And you should.
And so as a dad, I'm like, no, do not do gun-free zones. They're kill zones. These are the people that can't defend themselves when they're...
You're putting a sign up that says, listen, if you wanted to commit a crime, we don't have a way to defend ourselves.
Correct. Yeah.
I mean, do you really think that someone who's going to kill children cares if he's breaking a gun law?
No.
It's just the stupidest thing. And so, I mean, I'm just picturing myself. I wish if I had the beer right now, I'd be sitting here drinking it and I'd be talking to you, except for that I'd probably swear more.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
Think about this as well. For those that are so-called anti-gun or anti-Second Amendment, like Joe Biden, who said, hey, the Second Amendment, it's not absolute. What does that even mean? You only get to sometimes defend your life?
Yeah.
And I would say to Joe Biden, all right, then, declare the White House a gun-free zone.
Once he does
all
that,
your protection, see what happens.
I'll consider giving him, after Biden quits using any sort of protection, I'll consider giving up mine.
Right, exactly. That's not going to happen. Nancy Pelosi, Kathy Hochul up in New York as governor,
yep.
Gun-free zone around you as well,
yep.
In your governor's mansion.
Yep.
How about that?
Free.
You talk about that. Until then, you shut your pie hole.
Yep.
Because you ain't willing to give up any guns of your own or those that are around you protecting you because you know the right to self-defense is something you're not going to give up on. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Really animated discussion, as I was hoping it would be, with Tom Renz, attorney Tom Renz. We'll tell you a bit about how to find out about him, what's the latest on some of the lawsuits that he's also engaged in, and how you can support these efforts to bring health, freedom, and healing liberty back where it belongs with each and every one of you. Robert Scott Bell on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, not just 2 hours a day, once a week when you're on radio. Come on over to robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. We got a free chat room live and happening. We'll be right back with more of Tom Renz after this.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Here we go again. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on Next Steps Conference. And, Tom, when we were talking on Friday, the show, the event was moved with 24 hours notice because it was mainly held in like in a church. But there was an Atlanta Antifa group that was putting out propaganda, lies, and deceit about how we're all a bunch of fascist, racist, anti-Jewish people, even though my mom's from Israel and I grew up, I'm bar mitzvahed. I'm like, where's all the anti-Jewish hatred here? I haven't seen anybody speaking hate, only about love, unity, and working together for a common goal that is freedom.
Isn't it ironic that the people calling us fascists are telling us we don't have a right to speak? Isn't there some irony there?
I think they're looking in America because their anti-fascism is fascism.
Yeah, that's their solution. Hey, you're a fascist because you're speaking freely. And, you know, P.S., I'm pretty sure I was just in New York a few months back defending the right of the Jewish people to, not be poisoned with these jabs or to kill their kids.
Right, exactly.
I'm pretty sure that I've been working pretty hard on that. I've been pretty outspoken against the evil of that sort of stuff. And I'm pretty sure that, their leaders, the people that these people are paying these guys, by the way. So we've got, in my COVID research, we've got evidence showing how Soros and the WEF people are funneling money down to some of these Antifa paid thugs.
Yeah.
And,
talk about anti-Semitism. Well, how about Soros?
Well, you know, hey, listen, you got Yuval Noah Harari, the chief science advisor for the WEF, out there saying that it's too bad the Nazis didn't have this technology. And, God, Joseph Goebbels, he really...
That guy is an atheist, if there ever was one.
He's insane.
Yeah, out of Israel, that guy?
It's ironic that he's Jewish and a pro-Nazi.
I don't think the guy has actual Jewish roots or heritage, but if he has, he's disavowed them. from the origins of the of
well,
that.
He certainly isn't on the faith side.
No, not at all. Not at all. Again, these guys are willing to kill and sacrifice anybody for their agenda, and it isn't one that's rooted in freedom, spiritual freedom or otherwise. And I think the basis of all freedom is spiritual freedom. Well, and our founders in America came because they wanted to be able to worship as they believed without a king or queen or emperor telling them, nope, this is the official state religion. It is not about that. It's about an ability to really connect with your creator and worship as you see appropriately, and also it allowed others to have that freedom. And I think if God gave us the freedom and agency, why would we deny those to others?
Well, you be you, right? You do your thing. That's freedom. But, you know, these cowards, and I say cowards because they are, they're cowards. You know, they're gonna harass people. They're going to try and do this, but they don't actually have any power. You know, they're heroes behind the keyboard, but they don't actually have any courage.
Yeah.
They're just wusses. And
you're saying it nicely. Thank you.
I'm trying.
Yes, you're great.
Luckily, we didn't have the beer.
We didn't have the beer first, right? So we're okay.
But these guys are cowards. They're out there, you know, trying to intimidate, trying to scare us. And, you know, the way that you deal, when I was a kid, you know, before we, told boys that they're not allowed to be boys, unless they're girls that want to pretend they're boys.
Right.
So when I was a kid, you know what you did with bullies? No, I don't. I'm going to whisper. You beat them up on
you
the playground.
You punch them in the nose,
I mean, we kicked their butt on the playground. And you know what happened after we did that? They quit being bullies, and then we ended up being friends.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I get it. My toxic masculinity is poison to the universe. But I also didn't turn into a school shooter.
Right.
Because I had to bottle up being male.
Right.
For 12 years, you know, until I lost my mind.
Yeah.
Exactly. We got it out. We dealt with our problems. We moved on. We learned from it.
What is toxic masculinity anyway? It's a denial.
Me?
You? No, you're not toxic masculine. I mean, in reality, what it is, it's the alteration or the, let's say, redefining of masculinity as somehow toxic, right?
Well,
the idea that we can't be men, right? And boys, you know, and I'm not saying girls don't have, we all have different traits. There are people that have more masculine traits, feminine traits, women or men.
I don't care what you do.
So we're dealing with...
But don't tell me I can't do me.
Right, exactly.
Don't tell me I can't... Listen, I like my beer around the campfire.
Right.
I like doing all the things...
We like wrestling.
My wife finds half of what I do obnoxious. I mean, she's awesome, and I'm a disaster. I get that, but that's just part of being a dude.
Who couldn't like Tom Rentz? Come on. This is our second time together on the air in person, right? We just had you on for Friday's show. Before that, and I didn't get this side of Tom Rentz. This is so much fun. Even though he's a big guy, I feel great around him. And we're having a good time on the show today. Do you want to stick around another segment? We'll get more into some legal stuff. Maybe. We'll talk more beer, too. I don't know.
Yeah, I will have another beer.
The Robert Scapell Show is on. Hide the kids? No, the kids are welcome. We're good. It's family friendly today. RobertScapell.com. Tom Rentz, of course, we have you linked up in the show notes so you can find out about what Tom's up to. And I remember connecting through, Pam Popper initially?
Probably.
That group? Yeah, probably. So stand by. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scapell Show after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. Efforts to resume evacuations of injured Gazans and foreign nationals through the Rafah crossing to Egypt were underway on Sunday after being suspended due to a deadly attack on an ambulance. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas demanded an immediate Israeli ceasefire during a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and Gaza's health ministry reported at least 47 casualties in a strike on a refugee camp overnight. The Rafah crossing is the only exit point from Gaza not controlled by Israel. Evacuations began under an internationally brokered deal on Wednesday. Anticipated holiday spending is poised to reach unprecedented heights this year.
According to the National Retail Federation, holiday sales in November and December are projected to reach around $960 billion or more. The NRF attributes this to the fact that most Americans' household finances remain in good shape, resulting in expected growth rate of 3 to 4% over 2022. I'm John Schaefer.
Skip Kelly, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, I feel like we should be in a pickup truck. We got our shotguns, and we're going out hunting or something, and we got beer. Not a good mix all the time, of course. You're not driving while we're drinking. That's not what we're doing.
No, we wait to mix the guns with alcohol.
That's a guy thing. Right. Toxic masculinity here on the Robert Scavell Show.
I love it. Fire. Yeah, I mean, and then you got to throw something in the fire that blows up.
Right.
After you've drank the beer. These are the smart things that men do.
Here we go. The Jewish and the Christian redneck right now on the Robert Scavell Show. Having a great time together. My first car. What was your first car?
My first car was a Bronco.
You had a Bronco.
I had a Bronco. I wrecked very shortly after I got it.
Oh, man. No, I had a 69 Chevelle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, California glass pack.
Nice.
Yeah, so I was like totally out of my league, but had fun with that. It was great. Hey, so Tom, we're talking about some legal stuff. Now, I mentioned we connected, I think, through Pam Popper and was Make Americans Free Again.
Yeah, wonderful,
that group?
Wonderful group.
Started up with weekly meetings around the country. We started doing it as well. It really connected people in the midst of all the shutdowns and lockdowns. And people found out, oh, my gosh, you're not afraid? No, you're not afraid? You're not wearing a mask? No, I'm not wearing. It's like it humanized the whole experience in the midst of a lot of harsh anti-human things that were going on, dividing and conquering us. And you connected. You also established some suits, lawsuits. Anywhere, state level or federal level at the time when you initially started?
Most of our work's been federal, but I mean, we've got a little bit of state stuff here and there.
Okay. And over that time, it was attacking some of the premise surrounding the lockdowns and shutdowns, challenging them on many levels. Right.
Yep. We've. You know, it's interesting. I actually read that first case here not too long ago. And if you read that and you think about the fact that it was filed at the end of August, early September 2020, and you look at the fact pattern and the 700 pages of attachments, you would think I was a stinking prophet. I mean, I got to tell you, and I wasn't. I just did my homework.
You did your homework.
I called them on all the lies. But, you know, so much of it, you know, we're just now, I mean, we got the CDC. Well, you know, masks, maybe they don't work, but we should have the authority. Well, you know, we knew masks don't work back in 2020, and we told everybody.
Right.
You know, nobody wanted to listen, but we told them. We knew the PCR tests were garbage. We've had a class one recall on them since then. We knew that COVID was nowhere near as deadly as they claimed. All the numbers have proved to be correct. I mean, it was we were right about everything.
Tom, you know what was great? The first time we connected on radio on the show interviewing you, I was like blown away because you had actually done the homework. I've been covering these things for 23 years in media, and so PCR being crap, I knew at the moment they said they were using PCR, this is not going to end well. This is garbage. Yeah. And when I brought you on, it was like, you're one of the few people that actually did all of the homework, and everywhere I went with you, you're like, yep, know that, yep, know that. I'm like, dude, this is awesome. I'm not alone anymore. Yeah, so thank you.
No, I listen. You know, I mean, there's an old joke. If I could do math, I'd be an engineer. If I could do science, I'd be a doctor. I can't do anything, so I'm a lawyer. you know, and but it just so happens that I can do a little bit of that. And, you know, when COVID started, I was working on a master's in health science. And I did the reason I found out COVID was all fraud is I started investigating it from a science perspective. I started running numbers, and you couldn't – you know, they keep saying follow the science. I did. And when I followed the science, I found out that everything that came out of Anthony Fauci's mouth was a lie. And, you know, then – so I would do the science. I'd come out of my office screaming. My wife would be like, what's wrong? I just ran these numbers, and they're all garbage. And she'd say – you just said that 20 minutes ago. I know I ran it again. And, you know, it was just, they've lied. And so when the vaccines came around, and I've never been anti-vax, I didn't know. But the vaccines came around, and I was still like, yeah, you know, I don't know if the vaccines are going to be bad. But, you know, they lied a lot, so I'm going to do my homework. Well, there you have it again. You know, I mean... And we found out that it was all a lie. We reported it all as a lie. And then, lo and behold, the Pfizer FOIA dump comes out, and everything we said was correct. I mean, but we're still covering up the truth. We're still lying about this. And we're still asking people to poison their children. I mean, guess what? We're 2.5 years in now, right, Robert? And I'm going to be real honest with you. I don't like being harsh like this, but we're 2.5 years in. You give this to your baby, you deserve to live with the consequences.
Yeah,
baby doesn't, though.
Right. No, the baby doesn't. But it's sad that adults are still following authoritarian dictates from the likes of liars and deceivers like Rochelle Walensky, much less Fauci, and others within our presidential regime of the Biden administration, and also going from CDC outwards to World Health Organization and World Economic Forum. For those that are still obeying their, I would call them evil overlords, I mean, what do you expect is going to happen? Do you think that suddenly because you've been a good little obedient citizen to them that they're going to suddenly spare you?
Well, you mentioned your Jewish background, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the parallels between this and World War II are mind-blowing. And, you know this if you know your history. Even going back right up till the time that people were getting put in the boxcars, you know, there were a lot of people that were saying, well, if we just... If
just
we go
cooperate.
Along,
just be nice.
We'll be okay.
Right, play nice.
They'll let us live.
Yeah.
You know, and they didn't realize how sad and wrong it was until they ended up in the incinerator. I mean, these were some of the most horrific times in history, and we're repeating it.
Mm-hmm.
We're repeating it again. And we promised we'd never forget, but we forgot. And so we're repeating. The build-up to World War II is almost identical in so many ways to what we're seeing now. And people capitulating and burying their head. And if I just want to go along to get along because life was good and I don't want to fight. Well, you know what? Sometimes evil rears its head. And the people of World War II didn't want to deal with Hitler.
Yeah.
They didn't want that. But it came. You had to deal with it. And sometimes you got to man up. There's my toxic masculinity again.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to man up, face reality, and do it, just deal with it. And you can't negotiate with the evil.
Yeah.
Okay? You can't say, hey, evil, let's make a deal. Because evil won't honor its part of the deal, first of all. And second of all, how do you negotiate with people that are okay with killing kids?
Right.
I mean, if you would give this chance, you have a 0% statistical chance of death for COVID if you are under 30 years old. Zero. If you give this to a child, you are putting them at risk of death or lifelong injury for no reason, and at a substantially higher rate of risk than what you'd have from the COVID.
I remember Mel Brooks, also Jewish, right, did a play where in the play, I think it was designed to fail. If it was the producers, I'm not sure, but the play, there was a song they wrote, Springtime for Hitler, and all the crazy stuff, trying to make fun of something that obviously is not fun. But, you know, because he only wanted peace.
Yeah.
And then the song went, a little piece of Europe, a little piece of France, And so the idea of peace is something to strive for, no doubt.
Yeah.
But to recognize that those who would say, we just want peace, and in the meantime, they're sneak attacking you from behind with all the war machinery that they could throw at you, and our naivete, our belief in their goodness, despite the fact that they have evil intentions, we don't follow the signs until it's too late. And we're at that place, perhaps, again, in America, where we tried to be peaceful about it.
Yeah.
But if you eliminate all options for peaceful, resolution, what you're left with is the only option will be bloody revolution. Not because we want to see blood in the streets, but because they've eliminated all options for peaceful resolution.
Well, and quite the opposite. I mean, that's why I do what I do, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I can wake enough people up, if I can win in the courts, if I can do these things together, well, God willing, we'll avoid war. We'll avoid the violence that no one wants. You know, here's what I can tell you. There is no way that anyone could force my children to take this chance. There's nothing. There would be violence before that happened.
Well, the thing is, if they know you're willing to engage in violence in defense of your liberty and your children's liberty or freedom, then they're less likely to attempt to even try it.
That's the Second Amendment.
That's protecting against violence by being willing to use it. And I know people don't like to talk about this.
Strength. Listen, we're still governed by the world of bullies. You know, the high school playground, or the elementary school playground, is the truth of the real world. You know, you got bullies, and if they can get away with it, they will. When you stand, when you refuse to capitulate to their intimidation, to their garbage, sometimes you have to push them back after they push you.
Yeah.
But if you do, it ends. If you bend over, we'll avoid the rest of that analogy.
Right.
But, you know, then everything continues. They continue. The bullying will continue.
But the point. Thank you.
Thank you
the
so
point,
much.
The point is, like you just brought up, the willingness to be a credible threat, not a pretend threat, a credible threat, because as you pointed out, the bullies would beat on you until you stood up for yourself.
Yes.
And suddenly they're like, oh, well, I can't get away with this now. And then eventually you actually developed a friendship. And I'm not saying it's going to always happen, but I think the likelihood of a real friendship is not going to happen because you're nice to the bully. Oh, maybe one day he'll be nice back.
No.
guys and gals, it does not work that way, nope. Not on this planet. So we have to do better. We have to stand up for our defense and protect those who can't defend themselves. And that's ultimately the children.
That's right.
That are being hammered by this stuff.
You know what? And the seniors, by the way, for anybody listening to this that's, you know, a little bit older, they've been killing y'all right and left. If you go to the nursing homes, you go to people who can't take care of themselves. I mean, you go to the hospital with anything that's even close to being able to be diagnosed as COVID, and sometimes it isn't.
Yeah.
You know, they kill you. It's, I mean, listen, our job is to stand for life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, somehow I'm called evil and horrible, but my job is fighting for life and fighting to protect people who can't protect themselves.
Right.
But I tell you what, a lot of this, what we're talking about, this is the Second Amendment, right? This is why the Second Amendment existed, because when all else fails, when tyranny rises, when evil rises, and every other mechanism has failed,
that's the credible threat.
That's the final defense.
You have to be willing and able to do it. As we talk about the killing fields of the hospitals briefly at the end of this segment, did you run into Scott Shera and his daughter Grace, the story of his daughter Grace, who's
I'm
Down syndrome child? I mean, that's just one significant example of their willingness via up top down demands or orders. You must do these things, even though we know they're deadly.
They murdered that little girl.
They murdered.
And
Grace,
I'm going to tell you something. So I don't even know what the PC nonsense is anymore. Special needs people, love them. Love them. Like, I got a super, super, super soft spot in my heart.
Yeah.
You know, you get the little kids and the girls and the adults that are especially the down.
Where is the outrage? We're going to come back and talk about that as we wrap up Hour 1 here on the Sunday broadcast of the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com with Tom Friends after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again,
877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, wrapping it up here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Hour 1, syndicated through GCN. We're at the Next Steps Conference in Atlanta. Tom Renz, my new drinking buddy, even though I don't drink anymore, my beer buddy here. We're having a great discussion, intense discussion as well. We were talking about the bullies and the ultimate attack on the defenseless, and we mentioned Grace Sheriff, Scott Sheriff's daughter, and where this is going and what happens next. And where is the outrage? I mean, at what point do you say this is so wrong that I can no longer sit idly by and think someone else is going to take care of this?
We started this with a beer conversation, and I'm going to be honest, you're going to make me need one when we're done, because I see fire when I see this.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you all remember seeing the videos of what they did to the disabled people, dragging them out and forcing them to get this jab. Listen, you got to understand something. So I've had the privilege, the great privilege, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, of working with special needs people in my life. Just a little bit here and there. You know, it's not something that I've done as a job. I got to tell you, if you work with them, they're the most amazing people. You find somebody who's 30 years old with Down syndrome, and it's like talking to a little kid. It's magic. I mean, it's mad. There's such innocence and such beauty. And, if you would screw with someone like that, you are a sick monster.
Yeah.
They make the world a better place. And I'm sorry that Bill Gates finds them to be useless eaters. The humanity, what they bring to this world is better than that piece of garbage could bring in three lifetimes. What one person, one special needs person brings to this world outshines anything that Gates, Soros, and the entire WEF could bring to this world
Absolutely.
In 10 lifetimes. Those people are garbage. And the people behind this, they belong in the... You know what? I don't believe in the death sentence. These people should be hanging from the gallows. It is sick.
I haven't been to prison, to my knowledge, in this lifetime, other than a visit just to see. But not because I did something. But I've heard this, that when the prisoners find out there's somebody in their prison who's a prisoner that did stuff to children, that those are the guys that do not come out alive when they do that. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I'd like to believe in a sense, even in that context, that there are some things that people that commit crimes would never do and would never tolerate, and those people see justice there.
Yeah, I don't know firsthand, but that's the rumor, and I got to be honest with you. There's a lot of human rights fights that I'm interested in doing. You know what? I'm happy to turn a blind eye to that one. If you'd screw with kids, you'd screw with disabled people.
You all protection
then
for
not,
you are off.
I'm not. Gone. I have no interest in defending you from anything ever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just you are a sick monster. And
so, again, where's the outrage? Because children have been attacked for now generations with what they call vaccines, now mRNA jabs. The FDA approved it for teenagers 5 and up. They're trying to get 1 to 5s. Who are these people at the FDA, these monsters, and why would anybody tolerate their existence any longer, at least in the bureaucratic oligarchy where they have some ability to damage us? But if they were out trying to do this in the real world on the playground, these people would be bloodied to a pulp.
And they should be. They still should be. And if we were still, if we were in a sensible world where we could sit around a fire with a beer and call, you say, what do you do here?
Yeah.
We'd say, these guys need a beating like you can't believe. And there's absolute truth to that. These people are sick in the head. Mm. They've been bought off. And I think we've got to ask ourselves the next step, right? What's the next step? Who is it that bought them off? Because you know what's worse than a crook?
Yeah.
The guy that hired the crook. You know, it's just absolute sick. These people, we've got to bring them to justice. We've got to stop them. They need to be held
accountable. They're facilitating this from the shadows, those people. So, yeah, it makes it even worse.
Listen, look at what Gates has done through his Gates Foundation, you know, quote, unquote. There's nothing that's a foundation about it. I mean, you think of that like it's a foundation. It's there to do good. It's a foundation for evil.
Yeah.
It's like Dr. Evil.
Well, he was welcomed into the globalist cabal by establishing the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and supporting Gavi.
Yeah.
That is the point.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. If you're willing to kill people and be a monster, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I mean, these people are sick. This is why, listen, I'm going to keep fighting until we've defeated them.
Yeah.
And
you're a good man, Charlie Brown.
Hey, we're going to be fighting at least for the rest of my life.
All right. RobertScoutBell.com. All the links are up. Tom, what's the best website for you again?
Renz-law.com. RENZ-law.com.
Yeah.
You got a link to my Substack. You got a link to my my Truth Social.
Yeah.
And a link to my Give, Send, Go. Help us in whatever way you can, but start out with sending a prayer. But stand. Do something. This fight's too big for a guy like me.
Yeah. And if you missed our Friday interview on the Robert Scoutbell Show, that was part one of where we went today. It didn't just jump in here. We were already warmed up for this. Thank you. God bless you, Tom Rentz. Love you and appreciate you. And tell your wife you're all right.
I'll keep telling her, but I don't know if she's going to believe it.
And also, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scoutbell Show.
Robert Scoutbell Show.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.